title that man has given this book, calling it Acts. It's various Acts occurrences in the first half of the, second half of the first century of the church. And let's pick up our reading, even though all would be well-fitting to read. Let's start with verse 4. And gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father, for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. And about 10. And so when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, this is the disciples, Lord, is it, now listen to the question, is it at this time now, the crucifixion has occurred, the resurrection has occurred, and now he has made appearance, so those things have been accomplished. So it's a good question. Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs, which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. People, please appreciate the fact, if you're not in the power of the Spirit by faith, you do not have power to do anything spiritually. You know, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, how do we get the Holy Spirit? Which is where a lot of pastors, denominations, and movements vary. And we've seen it's just as a pattern of the cross. Just trust him to do what he was sent to do. But if you do not do that, if you're not walking by faith in the Spirit, you do not have power. You do not have power to understand Scripture. You do not have power to give. You can give. You can study the Bible. You can witness. You can do everything that you would do in Spirit, but it's just dead Spirit. And that's the whole. And this is why it's so difficult to correctly understand Scripture. You read Job 1:1 and you think, you listen to someone like me that would say that's Job's problem, Job 1:1, because he's trying to do all of that. Well, aren't we supposed to be those things? Absolutely. And you will be when you're walking in the power of the Spirit. But when you're not walking in the power of the Spirit, you will imitate those things. And most people are satisfied with what they can do. Just like being satisfied with Ishmael. Be satisfied with Ishmael. And most Christians are. That's Abraham's male child. And he really worked to have that child, Hagar, went into the tent with her, and had relations with her, and had a child. And boy, Ishmael looks good. It is so important. So let's read it again. But you shall, verse 8, but you shall receive power.